Right, we'll call to order our Monday, April 1st Economic Development Committee meeting. Item 2 is approval of minutes from the January 5th meeting. Do we have a motion? Okay, I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. Item 3 is public comment. If we have anybody here to make any public statements? No. Okay. Next, we'll go on to item 4, discussion and possible action on a resolution to amend the joint county industrial park.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What y'all have before you today is essentially an administrative cleanup of our multi-county industrial park map, which we share with the county. It'll involve taking some properties out and putting some in, but I'm going to start with sort of a 30,000 foot view of what a multi-county park is, just to remind everybody. It's often called a multi-county business park or just a multi-county park. And this doesn't mean heavy industrial development. This is just a legal statutory tool that allows for enhanced fee negotiations or access to state discretionary incentives, or even under certain circumstances, generate revenue to pay for public infrastructure projects. So this is sort of a legal fiction, if you will, that allows us to have more flexibility, us and our partners at the county. Why are we updating the map? Over the last months, we've sort of just dug into which properties in town are in the map and which ones shouldn't be in the map. It's basically working with the county to true up our records versus their records. So we're cleaning up our side. We've worked with the county. They've gotten everything passed via ordinance to look exactly what we think it should look like, and ultimately we'll ask this committee to vote on a recommendation of a resolution to true up our side of the map. So what are we looking at? This is kind of a list that I wouldn't expect you to really memorize. We'll go through some slides that have actual locations on them. But we're looking to add a couple of properties for the Huebner fee negotiations, and then there's some more that we're looking to take out that the county's already taken out based on tenants leaving. There are reasons that we can't track down why some properties may have even been added to the map. So we'll go through. I'll just briefly show you what we're talking about. This is the Huebner property off Wando Park Boulevard. It's actually been in the county's multi-county park map for a long time, so we're just adding it. Good corporate tenants in town. The things were taken out. These are over there in Carolina Park. There is one vacant property, and the two on the other side of Faison Road are retail or assisted living, so they don't really make sense to be inside the multi-county park. This won't affect them at all, by the way. They likely don't know that their property was placed in there years ago. The next property is off of Long Point. It's the former Mediterranean Shipping Company headquarters. They moved. So this no longer needs to be in the multi-county park designation. And this one is 1007 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. It was placed in the multi-county park for Q4 launch, which has since moved to Daniel Island. So there are no tenants in there to take advantage of the incentives associated with multi-county park. And then finally, this property is owned by the port. And I think it was probably placed in the park to assist Huebner at some point, but it won't affect the port at all. We're just taking this out to be to maps to match what the county has. So it's a little more than a handful of Scrivener's errors, but it's mostly administrative that we're asking you guys to look at. And so once this has gone through, the county and our records will match. And if another project comes, we can just as easily place these properties back into the multi-county park map with the same way that we're taking them out. Does that make sense? I kind of threw a lot at you there all at once, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, Mr. Akifano, did you have any questions?
Yes.
First? Okay.
I have a couple questions. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So where does most of the incentive come from? I understand the need to coexist with the state and county. I'm imagining that most incentive comes from state and county. As a town, we can only offer so much. So what does that incentive look like?
So we do have some tools here on the town level, and as a reminder, it's essentially reduction via a grant back to an entity for development-related costs like building permit fees, impact fees, but also a business license fee for up to 5 years, depending on the project and the location. So we do have those tools available, but in general, yeah, the bigger tools are things that the county can do in terms of fee in lieu. The multi-county park allows what's called special source revenue credits, which is just another sort of fancy word for further property tax reduction. Also, there are state level credits that occur from being in the multi-county park, particularly job development credits, which essentially is cash back straight back to the business for each high quality job that they pay. And the state also has grants that are specifically designed to help businesses make their decision to locate here in South Carolina. And that's done primarily through the Department of Commerce and the South Carolina Coordinating Council for Economic Development, which makes these decisions. So our incentives are not probably silver bullet level incentives, but they do help. And a lot of these incentives that occur, we also have to agree to, for instance, have these properties in the multi-county park. So we work hand in glove with our partners at the county and the state.
Does that property tax reduction, does that trickle down to, is that like a straight county tax of the 6%? So does that trickle down to us that we don't see as much in the property tax as well?
That's right. So when it's in a multi-county park, there is what's called a receiving county, which are typically a lower tier county in terms of income. For our multi-county park, it's Colleton County. And so when you place it in a multi-county park, actually 1% comes off the top, and then I think 7.5%. So the 1% goes to the receiving county, the 7.5% go to fund Charleston County Economic Development Operations. So there's that. And then the remainder of the tax revenue is distributed to every taxing entity. So us in the county as general purpose governments, but whatever special purpose district and school district that might exist in that jurisdiction too.
And one last thing for clarity. So our partner municipality is Colleton or county, sorry. So does that mean the business must exist in both entities and both municipalities? Is that what that?
No, it's basically a way for counties who typically have a lower GDP to benefit an economic development that might not be occurring in their county. So they don't have to exist in the receiving county. They exist in our community. It's just a transfer of funds to Colleton.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all on the side.
Okay. Thanks. I guess my question is, like, for this vacant property, do we not benefit from having, like, a vacant piece that has this incentive attached to it, or we put the business card
for there is a, so that property that's vacant now is in the middle of being developed for spec industrial. What this does is allow us to just be trued up with the county, and there's a very good chance that somebody in the ownership of that property as it's developed will approach us again to place it in the park. Right now, it technically is not in the park because the county has already removed it from their roles, and what we're doing now is just to make it look the same kind of have a level set. But there's a very good chance I'll come back to you guys in 6 months, ask you to put this back into the park, depending on the tenant and the high, like the level of jobs that might be coming from whoever may either lease or purchase that property.
Okay. So normally it's not added until the developer makes that request. We wouldn't have just open lots to incentivize people to come to do.
It can go both ways. All over the state, there are a lot of different ways it could go. If we had an industrial park that we owned and operated, my recommendation would be to put the whole thing in a multi-county park. But, you know, we don't have sort of like product development that way here. So if I had to guess, this was placed into the multi-county park when Carolina Park was being developed, mm-hmm. because the zoning out there is Carolina Park Industrial, which is pretty wide open. So they just probably were thinking ahead. So it could go either way. But in this particular instance, no one's asked us to put it in yet. Likely the property owner is not aware that it's in or was ever in the multi-county park. So that said, there's 483,000 square feet of industrial spec being built out there. There's a good chance I'll come back and ask to change that.
Okay. All right.
And so, one more question.
Okay.
Sorry. What is considered high quality job? Is that based on salary range?
It's salary and
how is that?
Yeah, it's salary and full benefits is the way the state would look at it. Salary and benefits with each job.
And total confidence, so what is considered high quality?
Do you mean the salary range or type of jobs or? I believe our county is at like $23 an hour, but I'd have to go back and look that up.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Okay.
I am on the side. Thank you.
Okay. So y'all need from this committee a resolution?
A recommendation.
Recommendation for a resolution.
To pass it on the full council to vote on.
All right. Mr. Akifano, did you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion move to recommend to full council.
The resolution to amend the joint county industrial park. Okay, I'll second that.
Yes.
Okay, so all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I guess that passes. Okay, thank you. All right, next item is to adjourn if we're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.